Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Gold of Kings, a novel by Davis Bunn, performed by Phil Giganti. Chapter 1. The rain pelting 7th Avenue tasted of diesel and big city friction. Sean Sorrell stared out the limo's open window and let the day weep for him. Sean gripped his chest with one hand, trying to compress his heart back into shape. His granddaughter managed to make the end of the block only because her aunt supported her. They turned the corner without a backward glance. Not till they were lost from view did Sean roll up his window. Storm's survival demanded that she be cut loose. He had fired her because it was the only way he could protect her. Sean knew the enemy was closing in. He had felt the killer's breath for days. Storm was his last remaining hope of achieving his lifelong dream and establishing his legacy. But the knowledge he had been right to fire her did little to ease the knife-edged pain that shredded his heart. The driver asked, "Everything okay, Mr. Sorrell?" Sean glanced at the young man behind the wheel. The driver was new, but the company was the only one he used since the danger had been revealed. If the enemy wanted a way to monitor his movements in New York, he'd handed it to them on a platter.
"Why don't you go for a coffee or something? I'd like a moment."
"No can do, sir. I leave the wheel. They pull my license."
Sean stared blindly at the rain-streaked side window. He could only hope that one day Storm would understand and tell Claudia, and the pair of them would forgive him. Unless, of course, he was wrong, and the threat did not exist.